Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Joe Levy on the line with me. This gentleman right here, I'm telling you, his new project is going to blow your mind. I'm listening, I'm enjoying, I'm loving. Finally, a true balladeer just giving all he got to us. And I want him to introduce himself and begin to talk about his project and the single he got out now, Too Much Love. And as you guys know, I'm all about love and how we need more love to calm everything down. So, Joe, introduce yourself. Take it from there.
Hi, Nigeria. Thank you for having me. I'm Joe Levy, singer-songwriter, business owner, father, friend, lover of God. With a brand new album, the Soul on Fire record, and we just released it in the UK and beyond, and we've had 6 singles from the album go released so far. The latest is Too Much Love, so I'm very, very happy that we're receiving such wonderful accolades. We're up for Soul Tracks Album of the Year and Male Vocals of the Year nomination, so we feel very fortunate to have so much attention on this record at this point, and we haven't even released it commercially yet. So wow. I'm real proud of the record, and I'm just glad to be here with you.
Well, one of the things I always say is that you can hear talent. When something good, it's just good, and people are going to enjoy it, whether you have a big name, whether it's released, whether it's out. That has been some of the success of the mixtapes. So it's never about the quantity of something, but I always say the quality of it. And obviously, you've produced a good project on the new album, Soul of Fire. How did you come about the title?
Soul on Fire is, it's really about my love for the Lord. When something touches your soul, they talk about, the old folks used to talk about that burning. And that to me is what music is. It burns in the soul, and it should make a mark. It should make a mark that you feel deeply. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish with this album. We've got 11 amazing songs on this record. And, including the title track, Soul on Fire, which is a gospel record. Mm-hmm. And I think it really resonates. My subject matter is always love, faith, and family.
Love it.
That's what I write about. And the songs are love songs often. They talk about different ways and different things that we experience as couples and husbands and wives, as boyfriends, as lovers. And I really try to bring some real truth to discussing those kind of situations. If you excuse the noise, I'm in an airport and I'm trying to find as quiet a place as I can.
Okay, no worries. We understand. You did a song with Steve Henman, Let It Go.
Yes, Let It Go.
Yeah,
yes,
man. That song is, first of all, I love your voice. I love your music, period. You know, boom, bam. But that showed a different side of you. More jazzy, more... You know, relax, still smooth. You're a smooth cat. Still smooth. But, talk about how that project came about.
Steve Hahnemann and I have been friends and co-writers for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Steve is amazing. He's playing every instrument on that record, from the bass, the drums, all of the horns, the pianos, the Wurlitzers. He produced that track, and he sent that to me about 3 years ago, and when I heard the record, I said, man, I got to have that record. And he was going to put it on his album, and he kept messing around and never released it. I was like, listen, I got to have that record, man. It's amazing. And so I recorded it, and he wanted me to make it more soulful and put more. I was like, nope, this doesn't need that. This is one of those jazz-type standards, and it needs to have that London Fog. It needs to have that, Nat King Cole vibe. It needs to have that thing on this. And that's what I put on it. And I just think it's a phenomenal record. It's standard jazz type record.
Yes.
And it's absolutely amazing, from the production to the vocal to the, everything about it is just, it's just stellar. It's a first class record.
Yeah, I totally
agree.
And
I'm surprised you mentioned that.
That's because, Joe, I do my homework. Okay, I'm a journalist. That's
I'm
some of us.
That you took the time to listen to the album.
No. I don't like when people interview people. They don't know nothing about them. They just promoting their one little single. And I always tell people, your album has a lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why we say key players.
Yes.
You also have a song.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm honored.
Yes, ma'am.
You have another single called Give It Right with Juanita Wynn. Let me tell you,
yes,
your
ma'am.
Collaborations are just off the chain. Like, you're not playing. Like, the people you partner with is just truly a demonstration of who you are musically. But let's talk about that song, Give It Right. Who wrote it? What does it mean to you?
Okay, Give It Right was produced by Sekou Bunch. I wrote the record, the music. Mm-hmm. Sekou Bunch produced it, and Juanita Nguyen and I wrote the lyrics. You know, Juanita is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter herself. She's written for everybody in the industry. She was signed to Quincy Jones. So she's an amazing talent. She's definitely that. Her voice.
Yes. You know,
she's an amazing vocalist. She's absolutely incredible. In my opinion, better than some of the people that she's sang behind. But, you know, she's just one of those supremely gifted singer-songwriters. We're very good friends, and she's on a couple of songs on this record. She's on Give It Right, and we have another one called Up a Notch that was produced by Herb Middleton.
Okay.
And that's more of an R&B vibe. So she is amazing, and the song is about, well, the title says it, you got to give it right to get it right.
Right.
And it's about really being in the moment with someone that you're with. You know, it's
right.
Giving everything you got. It's not a 50-50 thing.
Come on.
It's giving 100%. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being everything to each other and giving everything that we got so that we can get everything that we got
right.
Together. And that's what that song's about. And I had her, Norbert Stachel from Tower of Power, do the horn arrangement. And we kind of wanted to make an homage to kind of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Change.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking about when I put this song together. I kind of crossed between Change and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire with the horns and Change with the big background vocals.
We need
We
need that. We need all your musical talent. I promise you. I need everyone to really go get Soul on Fire, because when I tell you it's music to your ears, it's really, really music to your ears.
Thank you, Nigerian. That's awful nice of you to say.
No,
it's true.
I'm not here. I don't fluff. It's true. I like in the paperwork, I guess, said you enjoy the golden era of R&B, and it definitely shows. I promise you, I love instruments. Like listening to you, like on the horns, on this. I grew up going to jam sessions. So
yes.
When I heard your music, I was like, Oh, yeah. No, I need to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we need. I like all the beatbox and all of that, but there's nothing like instruments. When I'm listening to music, I want to hear the instruments. I want to hear the vocals. I want to hear the lyrics. I enjoy the groove. I love listening to your music because it is soulful, right? And it's passionate. Each song, you can hear the passion. You can hear that you absolutely enjoy what you do. You're focused on creating an album that's for the people. And I can hear that your love and compassion, that you give the diversity, that you provide us with the fullness of music. And I know some people say R&B, but I promise you that we enjoy the music. If you could come back in, it's okay. Come on.
Well, I love women and I love love. So I try to talk about the things that I love the most.
Yeah. Most people call it sophisticated soul, but when I listen to you and your voice, I'm saying to myself, I can hear your influences, like you just said, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Change. I can hear it, and I can hear how it has embodied you and said, sing, you know, go for it. But I can hear you carving out your niche in R&B that will have people singing along with Joe Levy. What do you have to conclude with that statement?
Well, you know, we're trying to write songs that people want to sing. That's really important to me as a songwriter. You know, I come from a different era, and I learned songwriting from real songwriters.
Right.
And what makes a great song is people singing along with it. Be direct. It needs to be simple. And it needs to have melody and lyrics that people repeat and get into their soul. What impresses me is that when my music is playing, I'm seeing, you know, kids, my little nephew is playing soccer, and he's, let it go, let it go, let it go. He's 6 years old, you know. But that's when you know you're onto something, when you write stuff that resonates with people. There are 11 songs on this record. We have released 6 singles so far.
Mm-hmm.
Most times when you get an album, there may be two, at the most three tracks that the rest are fillers. I don't believe in making filler records. I believe if you make an album, that every effort should be something that people want to listen to because they're paying their good money. So we have 11 unbelievably great songs on this record. And we released Inside You, which was nominated Soul Tracks for Song of the Year and Male Vocal for the Year. We released Love Me to My Soul, which was an IBA number one record, also nominated for Record of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year at Soul Tracks. We released Do It Again with Althea Renee, which is she's a brilliant jazz artist, which we just released over the summer. Of course, Let It Go with Steve Hanneman, Give It Right with Bonita Wynn, and now Too Much Love. And we've got, you know, five more to go. And when I get through, before we release this song in the United States, this album in the United States commercially to streaming, we're going to have 11 releases, which is unheard of.
Right.
Including our gospel number, Soul on Fire. We're going to release that as well. It's got a go-go groove, and it's a gospel record. Same as Stump, in that vein.
Right.
And I love the Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say it, and that's a part of what makes me who I am, and that's a part of what makes my records resonate, is the fact that there is a soul that is burning with the Spirit of God. I believe that we are made here, you know, for each other. We're organic beings. Men are made for women and women are made for men.
Amen.
And that's what I write about. I'm not ashamed of loving the way that I do. We're made to love one another.
That's right.
And I encourage people to love each other and to get away from the destructiveness and the intentions that are being portrayed in our media that are directed at our families now. I don't recognize it anymore because we used to be about love and togetherness. Now we're about being bad bees and everything
negative,
derogatory,
right.
Everything negative and derogatory, you know, housewives and all that, you know, dressed up hating and cursing and fighting your friends. That's not who we are.
That's
at least
it's
not who we used to be.
Right. No, that's not who we're born to be. So you're right. That's not who we are.
That's not who I am.
Right. Well, that's not who
I am. That's not who I am. And that's not who I raised my children to be.
Right.
You know, I raised them to shun that kind of messaging and to move away from that kind of thinking because it's anti-community.
Right.
And we have a beautiful community. We're the most amazing people on earth.
That's right.
But there are those in this business that seek to destroy us from the inside out. And because we're so thirsty for money and fame, you know, many of us will do anything for a dollar. And that's
Preach.
What you're saying.
Preach.
You know, with our women and our young men, you know, they just turn them out and turn them into, you know, these empty vessels and promote them to our young boys and girls to emulate. And so to the extent that I can, I want to provide a different example and a different message.
And you're doing a good job. And since we on love and we're about to end, just give some more input to what made you create Too Much Love and what does it mean to you?
Well, Too Much Love is about, you know, oftentimes in our relationships between men and women, especially husbands and wives, you know, there are times when it's tough. There are times when you don't like a person.
Right.
But you have love for them. And sometimes you have to weather those storms to really understand what it means to weather those storms. And when you weather those storms and you go through things, that's what makes it so special. That's what makes you look back and say, wow, we really navigated this thing. And Too Much Love, if you listen to the words, we are soulmates, even though we might not be getting along at this particular point. But, you know, I have too much love to hate you.
Right.
And that's the message, you know, and so, you know, I'm saying words like statements like I'm not right and you're not wrong. When they say we don't get along, they're just lying.
Right.
You know, sometimes I don't have to be right. And, you know, you don't have to be wrong. We can agree to disagree because I got too much love to let you go, you know, and it's just like that. Sometimes the bad comes, but the good outweighs the bad. And in any lasting relationship, you'll find that out. I have family members that have been married for over 50, 60 years. And what keeps them together is the friendship. And that's what we talk about in with our other record that we did with Althea Renee. I just love that record. And that's about friendship, how important friendship is. It's the most essential element in a relationship. So if you listen to Do It Again, Do It Again is about friendship.
Right.
It's about when everything else fades, what holds us together? The friendship does.
Right.
You know, you are my best friend, no matter what, my confidant, my ride or die.
Right.
And same with Inside You. You know, there's some really Love Me to My Soul. Beautiful records on this album. So I suggest you guys go to my website, joelevy.com. That's where you can get this album exclusively. It's not for just streaming yet. We're not going to stream the record until we've released all the albums, because we really want to earn what we can before we go to not getting paid for streams. So if you love my record, if you love my music, please go to joelevy.com and you can purchase signed copies. You can purchase downloaded, very, very high quality WAV files in MP3 form. You can get any kind of dimension in this record that you need, any kind of format that you want at joelevy.com. I really would appreciate it, because selling music is how we make more music. Streams don't pay. So I have to do this the old-fashioned way. I have to market my own wares. So I ask you guys again, go to Joe Levy, that's J-O-E-L-E-A-V as in victory, Y.com, and order the album. Buy it.
Yes.
Download the singles. If you don't want to buy the whole album, buy a single or two. Those dollars, those $2 make a whole lot of sense.
That's right. I love it. Yeah.
So if you support independent artists, you support people like us that are out here trying to make quality music. And this is a quality record. We went in the studio with real musicians and cut these records. The mixes are outstanding. The mastering is top-notch. It's a world-class record, and it sounds brilliant. Right. And I think you can attest to that.
I can. And I was going to say, don't mispromote yourself, because it has been a long time since I've heard an album where I like more than 3 and 4 songs. A long time. You're in that caliber of when you hear Joe Levy, you can just buy the whole album. And that's been a long time.
Right.
Long time. That's long time.
You get your money's worth. You definitely get your money's worth.
Right. So, yeah.
And that's what I'm offering. I want people to feel like, man, you know, I paid $15 for this record, but man, it was worth it, every penny. Because most people that listen to my record say, man, I just put it on and forget it. I just leave it and put it on repeat.
That's right.
And there's so many great records here on this record. We haven't released the duet that I did with a woman named Robin Joy. I don't know if you've heard it yet. We did a remake of an Aretha Franklin and George Benson song called Love All the Hurt Away. It was a song that they released back in 1983. And we have a brilliant, it's a beautiful collaboration of soul of Aretha Franklin and George Benson song that we made our own.
Right.
Very proud of that. Got a song with Jeanette Harris, the Queen of Soul, who's a brilliant saxophone, smooth jazz artist here that works all over the country, and that's called Find a Way to Love. And we just have some brilliant records left on this album to demonstrate. Words is another beautiful song. It's a ballad that kind of reminds me of Luther. I really tried to channel him when I did Words. And there's just a lot of really great records. And then, of course, Soul on Fire, which is the title track, which is a gospel song.
Right.
And it's something that's definitely going to stir your spirit if you're into a message music that celebrates love for God.
Yeah.
So that's my album. I just appreciate you bringing me here and inviting me here to talk about it.
No, that's what we do.
And listen to it and share it with your listeners.
Yeah, you definitely got it. The album is great. I want everyone to get it. It's called Soul on Fire. Go visit him at joelevy.com. All the information is made available. So just click on the links and make sure you support the man of God in his journey and providing us with good quality music with real instruments. I can't horn in enough on just that by itself. So I'm grateful
for that.
Thank
you, Lady Nigeria.
Yeah, I'm just grateful.
I'm grateful
for that.
To you, Lady Nigeria. Thank you so much.
All right. As we say, once
really
a key player.
Thank
you. You're welcome. As we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow, as you continue to prosper, and if ever you're in New York, please let me know, and I thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a signed CD for you, so make sure you check me your inbox with your address so I can send it out to you.
I will do just that, and I thank you.
Thank you, Nigerian.